WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police say they have evidence that two men from Navasota held up two convenience stores. The pair were arrested following a holdup Wednesday night. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says they've received assistance from other agencies.
The second suspect was apprehended in the area 30 minutes later with the help of Bryan PD K-9 unit. And the first suspect was apprehended in Navasota with the assistance of Navasota Police Department and DPS.
22-year-old Carvin Steptoe and 20-year-old Kesnick Jones are accused of Wednesday's robbery at the Shell store on Welsh near Southwest Parkway and Monday night's holdup at the Checkers store at Welsh and Holloman. Motorists on the freeway in South College Station are being affected this morning by a crash the night before last. The police department's traffic unit will be out between 6:30 and 9:30 reconstructing the rollover of an SUV along the southbound frontage road south of Fitch.
A rabbit crossed the road and the driver swerved to avoid hitting the animal.
Police Assistant Patricia Logan says a passenger, 16-year-old Sydney Jeter of College Station, was killed. The driver, 17-year-old Blake Allen, received non-life-threatening injuries. The intersection of William D. Fitch Parkway and Barron Road in College Station was closed for more than 6 hours yesterday following a two-vehicle crash that killed one and injured two others. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the collision was so violent the pickup caught on fire.
Accident was kind of compounded because being a truck from a pesticide company, it had pesticides on it. Some were dilute, some were concentrated. So we had a hazardous materials incident to go along with it.
Passersby pulled out the driver and passenger who were inside an SUV. They were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released at College Station Medical Center. The driver of the pickup carrying pesticides, 24-year-old Daniel Dodds of Bryan, was killed. Witnesses told police Dodds was going east on Barron when it ran a red light and struck the northbound SUV. Brazos County District Court jury took about 90 minutes to convict a Bryan man of participating in a murder nearly 2 years ago. 20-year-old Travis Carroll is the third to be found guilty in the October 2011 death of Billy Menard Jr. The punishment phase began yesterday afternoon, shortly after the guilty verdict, and testimony is expected to continue today. The College Station City Council has approved a joint agreement with A&M and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, giving $14 million in hotel tax money to help fund the redevelopment of Kyle Field.
In return, the CVB gets access to popular campus facilities at reduced rates. Councilman Jess Fields voted no, saying there wasn't enough bang for the buck. Carl Mooney was among those disagreeing with Fields.
We're positioning ourselves to be ready for a year-round increase. Not just the fall, not just for football games, but for a variety of activities throughout the entire year, which can do nothing but improve the economy for this community.
The A&M System's Chief Counsel Ray Bonilla says the agreement continues the momentum the flagship university has been enjoying.
We believe that it's in the university's best interest to bring folks to campus and to show off the university, to show off our community, to show off the tremendous assets that we have.
Another $22 million from a recently approved increase in the countywide hotel tax will also go to the $450 million expansion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And the House Appropriations Committee wants the governor to add to the special session agenda a building program affecting most state universities. Representative John Rainey of Bryan is among the members supporting the use of tuition revenue bonds. Two projects affect A&M.
$64 million for a biocontainment research facility, and that would be attached to the veterinary diagnostic lab.
The tuition bonds would also finance three A&M Health Science Center facilities located in Dallas, Round Rock, and Temple. House Bill 5 would create $604 million of projects throughout A&M system and another $928 million throughout the UT system. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for their week-long summer camp, July 15th through the 19th. This summer camp is for adults wanting to learn more about our local housing market, downsizing and estate sales, retirement planning, learning about Waldenbrook Estates activities and programs, and wraps up with a day in the life of residents at Waldenbrook Estates. Camps start at 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 10 a.m. on Friday. Please call 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045 to register.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The Prosperity Bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, Prosperity Bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity Bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning, it's 614. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Cooler conditions look like they're going to get a chance to develop across the region by the time we get to Sunday. We had some shower and thunderstorm activity over parts of the state yesterday and some residual cloudiness from that activities overhead. As the day goes on, it'll become partly to mostly sunny near 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80, sunny and 100 tomorrow, becoming partly to mostly cloudy Sunday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Bombers back in action last night after the All-Star break. College Station is in their first outing on 7-on-7, and more Penn State stuff back in the news. That and more with sports.
Wonderful. Yeah, I know they're happy about that. So, I'm looking at our weather from the National Weather Service.
Yeah.
And I always like it when we have dueling weathermen. I mean, that's always so cool.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
ding,
exactly.
Ding.
They get out their laser pointers, you know.
Because geeks on parade.
Yeah, because, I mean, Rob's saying that the high temperature on Sunday will be near 90, right? I mean, didn't he just say that?
I believe that is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm looking at the National Weather Service, and yes, Sunday they are saying that there is a 9 in the forecast for the high.
Are there two of them?
No, it's 97, though, which is pretty... there's a difference between 90 and 97.
Yes, yes, there
and,
is.
And nonetheless. Now, what it does say, at least in the government forecast here, is that there'll be a 40% chance of rain on Monday. And I always like it. They always run it way out there because they're hoping we'll forget by Monday when they messed it up that it's not going to rain at all, but nonetheless. Of course, now... if we were in other parts of the country, we'd have cool fronts and things like that. But, again, this is Texas.
It rained in Huntsville yesterday, or in and around Huntsville.
Did it?
Yeah, sure.
Did you happen to be there?
Nope.
Oh, just heard about it.
I saw tweets.
Oh. You know, when people start tweeting about rain, that pretty much tells you what we're dealing with.
It's a big deal in Texas.
It is, yeah, especially this time of year. So, now, when the court tells you to do something... it's best you do that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you no reason to get in trouble. So,
not that I would know, but
yeah. A man charged with fraud arrived at the Ingram County, Michigan Sheriff's Office at their Central Records Unit yesterday to submit to those court-ordered fingerprints stemming from a charge of fraud. And he went ahead and paid the $16 that it costs, apparently, to do that. Office runs the card, is stole. He stole a credit card
to pay for
so that he could pay for the fingerprints that the court wanted him to get.
Only there. $16?
Yeah, well.
We got a lot of information.
Yeah. Well, of course, he may have bought a big screen before he went in.
Was his name Gern Cranium, world's smartest man?
Yeah, really. I just took a train, a plane, a bus. I know. You're the Maybe he was confused. He pulled that out of his secondary wallet. He wasn't going to use it, you know.
Wait a minute. He has two wallets like Tom did?
I don't know. Just
Tom was a genius.
He might have.
The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce is ready to board the cruise ship and dance the night away on Friday, July 19th from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Attendees will enjoy entertainment from celebrity guests, fun gaming, great food, a fashion show, and dancing. Tables start at $400. Individual tickets are $50. Learn more at bcschamber.org, or you can reserve your table and tickets by calling 260-5200. Sail away with Ladies Night, presented by BCS Chamber of Commerce and Pepsi Cola Bottling Company.
Okay, Christopher Cross will not be there. I'm just, you know. Well, they said celebrity guests, and they're playing that in the background. I don't think he's got anything else to do, but, you know, probably
only geeky radio people pick up on that stuff.
I know. You know, but he's got family here, so. Just
in BCS?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, his real name is Geppert. His real name is Christopher Geppert, and Dr. Geppert was...
telling all his secrets on the air.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Anyway, but Dr. Geppert, I think, was the doctor for BISD for many years and also was in private practice.
I'll be darned.
There you go. All right, today is the...
I'm a big fan.
It's 7:12. Oh, yeah, no, it was, good music. There's no doubt, but... You know. Anyway, Different Colored Eyes Day, if you know somebody. There's some kind of dog.
I actually know somebody.
Well, and you know,
I almost have two different colored eyes.
Her eyes are bipolar.
You've never looked into my eyes. There's a pie shape of brown in one of my eyes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I always wonder, you know, white cats with two different colored eyes are blind. Maybe that's why
she's full
can't
all the way up to
well.
Her eyeballs.
Could
apparently.
Be it. There you go.
What?
And speaking of pie, it's pecan pie day. So,
ooh.
Yeah. You know. That happens to be one of the pies that can be really good or just really awful.
Yeah, there's no middle ground on that one.
Yeah, and the problem is everybody who makes it thinks theirs is good. And when you get to that bad one, you kind of go, yeah.
I love the crunchy top. That's my favorite pie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. All right, so we have some birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays. Natalie Martinez, 29, from Under the Dome, the new show.
Oh, yeah.
Kimberly Perry is in the band Perry. She's 30. Michelle Rodriguez is 35 from Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Topher Grace is 35. He played Eric Foreman in that 70s show.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, he was also Spider-Man.
Ah.
Brock Lesnar from the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
He was also the world champion in MMA for a while.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he legitimately
he really
knows
does know how to fight. Yeah.
And a three-time national champion in wrestling.
Yeah.
He's 36. Christy Yamaguchi, gold medal winner and Dancing with the Stars champion, 42. Cheryl Ladd, 62. From Louisiana, Richard Simmons is 65.
Really?
Yep.
I love that guy.
I had no idea.
I didn't either until I took the ghost tour, and one of the only school that's in the middle of the French Quarter is where he went.
Well, Richard Simmons.
They probably ask him not to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would guess.
Oh, hey, he's successful with lots of money.
His
cookbook is hilarious.
Okay,
it's called Sweetie Pie.
Jay Thomas is 65.
Now, Jay Thomas, and again, just Google Jay Thomas David Letterman, all right? He tells a story about the Lone Ranger, and he comes on the Letterman show every year to talk about when he was a rock and roll disc jockey, and he was going to do a remote broadcast, and Clayton Moore was going to be on the broadcast, and they are driving to the gig together. It is one of the, in my opinion, one of the funnier stories that you'll find out there on the internet.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's pretty good.
He was also Eddie LeBlanc at Cheers.
Okay.
Christine McVie is 70.
She can sing.
Yep. So she won't have to, never mind.
Never mind.
Stop thinking about tomorrow.
Stop it. All right. By the way, Ball Day is tomorrow.
Oh, wait a minute. Bill Cosby.
Really?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I love Bill Cosby.
76 years
pudding.
Old.
Pudding. Yeah.
Jell-O pudding.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been here once or
twice. Chocolate cake for breakfast.
Okay. On Saturday, it's National French Fries Day. Bald is in day.
Yes! Woohoo!
Yeah. And strangely, Barbershop Music Appreciation Day to go along with the bald thing.
Kind of ironic, huh?
And Saturday... Which, I mean, there are a lot of people who work on Saturday, but there are a lot of people who don't. But Saturday is Gruntled Workers Day.
Gruntled
Workers Day. Got that happening. And finally, it's Embrace Your Geekness Day. I'll call Mr. Downs and tell him to celebrate.
That's a lot of good stuff this week.
You betcha.
Weekend.
All right, for birthdays.
Stephen R. McQueen.
The grandson of Steve McQueen is 25. He's actually on Vampire Diaries.
Oh, all right.
Ken Jeong is 44. He's the Asian actor from The Hangover.
Yes, he is.
Spud Webb is 50.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Kenny, the guy that is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh. Very nice.
51. Cameron Crowe, who has written so many movies it's not worth reading about, is 56. Michael Spinks, the brother of Leon, 57.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Tony Kornheiser is 65. Richard, and I don't think I ever knew this, Cheech Marin.
Oh.
I've always known him as just Cheech.
Right.
He's 67.
Yeah.
Roger McGuinn from The Birds, 71. And Harrison Ford, also 71.
Yeah. Oh, Harrison Ford. Mm.
Patrick Stewart, make it so. 73.
It's his birthday?
Yeah, on tomorrow, not today.
What a wonderful captain.
Louise Mandrell will be 59. Paul Prudhomme, that French chef who's going, why didn't I get a show?
I think he had one for a while.
Yeah, it won't fit on the screen.
Is he the one who would, like, drink wine in the middle?
No, that's
a Galloping Gourmet.
There's a lot of different people, actually.
Anyway.
No, Paul Prudhomme was the very, 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 very large. I was waiting for you to push the fat button.
Well, no, I can do that. I got it right there. Yeah. Yeah, he was. I don't know if he still is.
I think he's still alive. I don't know if he's still that big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, and then also, tomorrow is the anniversary of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Hey, hey.
Which, you know.
Let's celebrate.
Million years ago before Krispy, well, God, we got no time for this. But anyway. We were talking about Krispy Kreme donuts one day, and a guy had left, I think, and come back from Atlanta, and he brought us some Krispy Kreme donuts. And that was back kind of like when Coors wasn't in Texas.
Right.
To get Krispy Kreme donuts was a pretty good deal. Of course, then we got them for a while, and they didn't do too well.
They didn't. Well, it's because they were transported from Houston. They weren't made here.
Sure, right, exactly. But anyway, by the way, your glazed donut, 190 calories, just so you know. It's Bastille Day on Sunday because I know you need something to
go. We can go storm the prison.
Sure, and it's also National Nude Day.
Nude.
I won't storm anything nude.
This says that Sports Cliche Week begins next week. I thought it was this week, and you, by the way, failed miserably. I didn't hear nearly enough cliches. So apparently you have a second chance next week.
I just suck at this whole sports thing. I miss stories all the time.
I know, it's real. All right, so we got some birthdays.
Sunday, Darrell Revis is 28. He's quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and considered one of the best to ever play the game, really, at that position.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Johnson is 38. He wrote Honk-a-Tonk Badonk-a-Donk for Trace Adkins, and he's actually won a Grammy.
All right.
Missy Gold is 43. She was Katie on Benson. And I didn't know this. She's actually the younger sister of Tracy Gold.
Oh, all right.
She gave up acting, and now she's a psychologist.
All right.
Smart.
Yeah.
Ellen Reed is 47 from the Crash Test Dummies. Jackie Earle Haley, 52, who played in several. He was actually in several movies recently, but he was the little kid that was the troublemaker in the Bad News Bears movies.
Oh, my. That's a long time ago.
52 years old.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Jane Lynch, 53. Kyle Glass is 53. He is with Jack Black and Tenacious D.
Mm-hmm.
And Babe Ballou. Now, she is, we'll say a groupie.
Okay.
And the mother of Liv Tyler.
Oh, my goodness.
And Rosie Greer is 81 today.
All right. There you go. That's a bunch.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
You know, as a country, we do a lot of dumb things. This has to be one of the dumbest. Egypt is in chaos. We don't know who the leadership is going to be in the future or what leadership is going to emerge. So what does the Obama administration do? First, they don't even admit a coup has taken place. And then they're going ahead with plans to give Egypt four F-16 fighter jets in coming weeks. Now, I want you to consider this. Amidst this chaos, who's going to be getting those jets? Do we even know in the end? How can you be absolutely certain those jets won't fall into the wrong hands? You know, like radical Islamists, like the Muslim Brotherhood, which the Obama administration did anyway. Now, we already sent them eight F-16s and $1.6 billion in aid. Maybe this money should go to America's poor children, which the Democrats say we don't do enough for.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ah, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Checking global response. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Well, it was a record-breaking day on Wall Street Thursday. The Dow and S&P set ending times at all-time highs, and the Nasdaq sitting at levels we have not seen since the year 2000. So far, European markets are mostly higher. Asian markets, though, finish mostly lower, although the Nikkei did climb about a quarter of a percent. The U.S. had a record budget surplus last month, helped by big dividend payments from mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It means we are on track for the smallest full-year budget deficit since 2008. And sales of iPhones through Verizon Wireless have fallen below expectations, and it could mean that Verizon will be stuck with billions of dollars worth of the smartphones. Verizon would have to double the amount of iPhones sold this year when compared to 2012 just to break even, and that is just not happening so far. The report on consumer sentiment is set to be released after the start of trading later this morning on Wall Street. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new ExxonMobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for the first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your ExxonMobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 101. I mean, they're just right out there and telling you that today, okay? And southwest winds about 5 to 10 miles an hour. We do have a slight chance of showers tonight at 20%, and tomorrow looking at 100 still. We have a 20% chance of rain on Sunday, and Sunday night it's up to a 40% chance of rain on Monday. Not quite so warm. About 94 for the high temperature on Monday. So we'll see how all that works out. Winds out of the south at 3 right now, 85% relative humidity, and it's 77.
It's hard to say no when someone asks you a favor, but the benefits of saying no can be tremendous. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of their newest gold guide at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free gold guide today at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. American Bullion. 800-466-4994.
Saying no. It's tough to do when someone asks for your help. Why is that?
We're afraid that people won't like us, that they'll think we're uncaring or self-centered, even lazy. And for some people, they don't like confrontation.
Susan Newman, author of The Book of No.
The reality is, when someone asks you to do something, once you say no, they're not really thinking about you as much as you're thinking and worrying about what they think. They move on to find someone else to fix the bookcase, to drive the carpool. People are far more understanding than we think they are.
When you're ready to try to start to say no, Susan says, begin with something where you're certain you can stick to your decision.
Don't be wishy-washy about it. Also, withhold explanations. Explanations get you in a lot of trouble. Oh, I can't do this because of this and that. That gives the person asking wiggle room to come back and say, well, you can do that later. Don't fret over the consequences of your no. You won't be missed as much as you think.
There really is a big payoff to getting good at saying no.
It's very freeing. You will be a happier, more content person. And when you do something, you're going to do it with zest and you're going to feel good about it. And people will see a change in you.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Checking global response. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein.
No, I'm not going to do that again because, you know, I've already done it once. All right. And we're going to do an Opus thing. Okay. We're going to do an Opus thing, and then we're going to let Kat do the news.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A two-vehicle crash yesterday at William D. Fitch Parkway and Barron Road in College Station closed the intersection for more than 6 hours. Killed was the driver of a pickup hauling pesticides, 24-year-old Daniel Dodds of Bryan. The driver and passenger of an SUV were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released from College Station Medical Center. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the pickup caught fire after striking a utility pole.
Some passerbys helped the occupants of the SUV get out of the car and get out of danger. Some others tried to assist the driver of the pickup truck, but the heat was too intense. Unfortunately, the driver of the pickup died at the scene.
The intersection has been blocked as city crews have been removing dirt contaminated with pesticides. Witnesses told police Dodds was going east on Barron when it ran a red light and struck the northbound SUV. The police department's traffic unit is at the scene of another fatal crash. Motorists on the freeway and the frontage road south of Fitch will see officers from 6:30 until 9:30. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the driver of an SUV tried to avoid hitting a rabbit.
He overcorrected back onto the frontage road. The vehicle then rolled over from the left to the top. The vehicle came to rest on four wheels in the center median, separating the main lanes from the frontage road.
Killed was the passenger, 16-year-old Sydney Jeter. The driver, 17-year-old Blake Allen, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. For the second time in 3 days, there was an armed robbery at a convenience store in College Station. Two men from Navasota are now accused of both holdups. The night before last, Police Assistant Patricia Logan says one suspect was a lookout as a second man entered the Shell store on Welsh near Southwest Parkway.
Displayed and discharged a weapon and took property from the store and the store clerk. The suspect then fled the store on foot. No one was injured.
One of the men was caught 30 minutes later near the store, while the second was found with the assistance of Navasota police and DPS troopers. 22-year-old Carvin Steptoe and 20-year-old Kesnick Jones were arrested for that robbery and Monday night's holdup at the Checker store at Holloman and Welsh. The last of three men facing a murder charge from a shooting at a Bryan apartment almost 2 years ago has been found guilty. The Brazos County District Court jury that took about 90 minutes to convict 20-year-old Travis Carroll O'Brien has started hearing evidence in the punishment phase of the trial. Carroll participated in the October 2011 death of Billy Menard, Jr. $36 million in local hotel occupancy tax money is headed to the Kyle Field redevelopment project.
The College Station City Council joined the Convention and Visitors Bureau in approving the 30-year agreement with A&M. In exchange, the university will rent facilities at reduced rates to the CVB. James Benham was part of the 6-1 vote.
I believe it fulfills the core mission of what we're supposed to do with hotel tax funds in an extremely creative way that I believe other university communities will model after. I think this is a game changer in the use of hotel tax funds in university communities.
The lead attorney for the A&M system, Ray Bonilla, said if problems arose in the future, state politics would come into play.
I think we would hear very loudly and clearly from our officials in Austin if we were to take some egregious action to the detriment of the city, College Station, the county. And we're pretty dependent on those guys. So I don't see that happening.
Jess Fields voted no, saying the access to university facilities at reduced rates, including Reed Arena and new meeting space at Kyle, is not enough return for the $14 million the city is contributing. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And billions of dollars of new buildings for state universities have been endorsed by the House Appropriations Committee. Representative John Rainey of Bryan and 17 other committee members have called on the governor to add House Bill 5 to the special session agenda.
There's a significant amount of money available through those tuition revenue bonds, and this is all money that will be used for infrastructure, and it'll be paid back through the revenues for those projects.
Between the A&M and UT systems, the bonds would pay for $1.5 billion of new construction. For A&M, that includes a $64 million biocontainment research facility and more than $100 million for health science center buildings in Temple, Round Rock, and Dallas. WTAW News time is 6:39. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at, this look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, and we'll have more news for you at 7:06. Or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, they offer spacious month-to-month rental apartments on their campus with amenities and activities suited for Bryan's active seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, call the Watercrest at Bryan right now at 979-703-7088. That's 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Good morning, it's 6:41, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Here are the numbers.
Clouds will be giving way to sunshine today. It'll become mostly sunny, and it's going to be hot. Temperatures approaching 100 degrees during the afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Overnight lows 75 to 80. Tomorrow will have abundant sunshine. It's very warm. Highs tomorrow up around 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear skies, 75 to 80. Sunday turning partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You got to get them credit. They beat us tonight.
Yes, they did, and they took 2 of 4. That is about Brown Washington talking about the Orioles taking 2 of 4 from the Texas Rangers. 7-on-7 is going on. We'll get you caught up with local teams there, and Texas Marshals took it to the Brazos Valley Bombers. All that more in sports. We'll do it for you here in just a shake.
By just a shake. There you go. By a vote of 216 to 208, the House Republicans passed the farm bill yesterday without the food stamp funding. Yep, that's so they could get a bill on the floor and get enough votes to get it out.
What do food stamps have to do with farms anyway?
Well, it's just they've tied it all together before.
I mean, why tie it all together?
Well, because that's what they do. That is what politicians do.
Like
that's
how pork... Why tie stuff that doesn't match together?
Well, because that's how pork works.
That's right. I mean, as a perfect example, North Carolina, the state legislature, they got their abortion restrictions through in a bill that was aimed at motorcycle safety. So
what?
Did that this week. Yeah. So that's it happens. Yeah. But anyway, the Republican leadership thinks it's pretty much a victory. We're not sure that that's necessarily the case right now. There, a lot of folks are not happy. The Democrats aren't happy. Farm groups aren't happy. And even some conservatives aren't happy about that. But basically what it's done is it's, and we talked to Bill Flores about this earlier this week, it basically splits these two traditional pieces of legislation into the separate bills so that you can have further discussion on the food stamp funding for another day, although the compromise between the House and the Senate could probably include adding back the food stamp program at some point, but at least they got this thing out and they've got something that they can take over to the Senate, so we'll see. In the meantime, there's this thing called the nuclear option that we talk about in the Senate from time to time. And got a little bit closer to it yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Because the president's got some nominees out there that he can't get through. The Republicans are blocking it. And so what Harry Reid wants to do is change the rules of the Senate, basically to eliminate the ability for the Republicans to be able to filibuster these nominees or any other situations that they disagree with.
For three nominees to the Labor Relations Board.
Right, exactly.
That's what this whole thing is about.
Now, here's the deal. You change the rules today, and the rules are going to be changed from here on until they change them back. Well, right now, the Democrats are running the show. But what happens if in the next election, the Republicans run the show? Well, guess what? The same rules will be in place then. So, you know, it's once you do that, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. If they have a bad set of midterm elections, then Mr. Reid will have put the Senate into a difficult situation if the Republicans take over the leadership. So we'll see what happens as far as that goes.
I'm really curious
about
just how that's going to play out.
Yeah,
it was pretty contentious yesterday on a lot of the shows.
Yeah, and you know, and the National Labor Relations Board, again, that's not really a high profile situation, certainly not in Texas. We're a right to work state. It is important because those are people who are the gatekeepers that help unions be able to move into areas where they aren't. And so, I mean, it is an important situation, but yeah, they're a little bit feisty. See how that all works out for them. And here's our trivia question for today. Not trivia question, just kind of a fact, I guess. If Rick Perry runs for president of U.S. America, if Rick Perry is elected president of U.S. America, he would be the third oldest person elected president in history.
Really?
I bet he's got more hair than the other two.
And you see, that's the thing. When you look at him, he's got that. And he's in great shape.
He does
not look like he's 63.
Nope.
But he would be 65 years old when elected president. And the only two that were older were Ronald Reagan and William Henry Harrison. Didn't work out too well for William Henry Harrison because he was only in office for like 30 days. But anyhow, I found that to be a fascinating little side note there, because we think about him as, you know, and he is, again, in good shape and looks young, but truth be told, and again, it's because he's been governor of Texas for 86 years, and, you know.
I wonder how much of that also plays into we just think of him as young.
Could be, sure. Well,
because he started his career at 10.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, it did. He'd been at it a while. That's back when he's a Democrat, though. Anyhow, so take that with you today, and, you know, you may win a cup of coffee out of it. Six.
about to sneeze?
I was just going to say, the whole premise of if Rick Perry is elected president, .. I mean, that could derail the entire conversation, but nonetheless,
yes.
if you can get past that and move on, then that would be kind of an
interesting
fact. Not
exactly the odds-on favorite.
Not right now, no.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. Also on Saturdays at Royalty Pecans, free wine tastings from 2 to 4 p.m. every Saturday this month. Make plans to spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Royalty Pecan Farms, open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
80 or 90 years ago, in his revered Standard Cyclopedia of Horticulture, Liberty Hyde Bailey referred to crotons as coming in an almost endless variety. They were popular conservatory plants way back then. Now we grow them on patios and balconies, in soil, in our landscape beds, and indoors in pots, just as our great-grandmas did. We're surrounded by crotons, and the list of varieties has grown exponentially. They're literally everywhere. Croton's colorful past, right after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free, shipping and handling $2. Total price, only $25.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Let's get some botany out of the way first. Crotons are in the genus Codium, and they're out of the huge and varied Euphorbiaceae family of plants. Why, my goodness, crown of thorns are in that plant family, and so are poinsettias and tons of other domesticated plants. Crotons are native to the South Pacific. When you grow them in tropical climates, most types are shrubs or very small trees. If we have access to large greenhouse spaces, we can overwinter them until our plants, too, grow to the large mature sizes. Crotons need bright light to develop their very best foliage color. In fact, if we try to grow them indoors in dark surroundings, crotons soon drop their lower leaves and become spindly, and the new growth is bright green, lacking the variegation. You have to have them beneath skylights or next to a south or west window for them to stay colorful. They grow best in loose, highly organic potting soil, and they benefit from high nitrogen, water-soluble fertilizer once or twice a month, more often while they're outdoors in the summer. Crotons' leaf colors vary greatly, and so do their shapes. Elongated oval leaves are common, but you'll also find varieties whose leaves are as twisted as corkscrews. Some are lobed and T-shaped, and others are extremely narrow, almost grassy. Watch for crotons at your favorite nursery or garden center, even into the fall. Before you buy, think about exactly where you're going to be putting your plant. Match up its new home with the kind of lighting it's getting at the store. If you make abrupt changes, it either will stop dropping leaves because of too little light, or the leaves will sunburn and turn crisp if it's been grown indoors and you put it out in the sun. You can use just about any type of container for crotons as long as it has a drainage hole. Keep crotons moist at all times. When they wilt badly, leaves begin to drop. As time passes, your croton will eventually outgrow its pot. You'll want to choose the next larger pot size and move it on up. Ideally, the pot should be 1/3 to 1/4 the height or width of the plant. Crotons can be rooted from cuttings, but air layering is the most dependable way for most home gardeners. If you try air layering, you'll find a lot of information, in fact, even at my website, neilsperry.com, on how to do air layers in my most asked questions. Air layers are fun, crotons are easy, and they are glorious. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with you, WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. College Station, in their first outing in 7-on-7, is undefeated and advancing into the Division II pool play along with Navasota. The Cougars start play in round two against Westbury, and Navasota takes on Booker. Consall and Brenham are in Division I, and they'll start play later on today. Despite earning more hits and strikeouts than the Texas Marshals, the Bombers weren't able to get enough runs across the plate, and they fell last night 2-1. They'll play again tonight, first pitch at 7:05.
Swinging a high fly ball, deep right center field, back it goes. It is gone for Davis. That's how you break a slump. He hits it into the bleachers for his 34th home run.
American League leading Chris Davis for home runs snapped an 0-for-17 skid and reached a career high in homers and RBIs with a second inning solo shot off of Ross Wolf. And the Orioles beat the Rangers 3-1 last night and then split part of the four-game series. Here's Ranger skipper Ron Washington after the game.
You got to give them credit. They beat us tonight. Gonzalez threw well, and as I said, the two home runs Wolfie gave up, he kept us in the ball game, and that's all you want each night you go out there is an opportunity, and we had it. We just didn't cash them in.
Moving towards the All-Star game, Tampa Bay left-hander Matt Moore will replace injured Texas pitcher Yu Darvish on the American League All-Star roster. Moore is 13-3 and tied with Detroit's Matt Scherzer for the league lead in victories. Darvish was put on the disabled list because of a mild strain in his upper back. Penn State's former president Graham Spanner initiated a libel and defamation case Thursday against Louis Free, the former FBI director, who a year ago produced a report for the school that was highly critical of Spanner's role in the sex abuse scandal involving longtime assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Paperwork filed in Century County, where the school is located, disclosed little about the nature of the claim, but in the box on the court system document, it said slander, libel, and defamation with a check mark. The New England Patriots say they are extremely disappointed after learning their defensive back Alonzo Dennard was arrested and accused of drunk driving in Lincoln, Nebraska, where he once started as a Nebraska defensive back. In April, Dennard was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 2 years probation for assaulting a police officer in Lincoln last year. On now to the NBA. The Dallas Mavericks has signed free agent point guard Jose Calderon. Calderon's agent said the contract's worth $29 million over 4 seasons. The 6'3 Spaniard led the NBA in three-pointers at 46% last season. He had spent the entire 8-year career with Toronto before going to Detroit in a 3-team deal. Manu Ginobili has also inked a contract, not, however, with the Mavericks. He's staying with the Spurs, and he'll join San Antonio a bit later on after coming back from France. Peace is not at hand in Los Angeles for the Lakers. They waived Meta World Peace under the NBA's amnesty provision, which will save the team about $15 million in the luxury tax. He was set to earn $7.7 million next season, which the Lakers still have to pay. The New Jersey Devils forward Ilya Kovalchuk announced his retirement from the NHL on Thursday afternoon, bringing his 11-year career to a sudden and shocking ending at the age of 30, which is very young for a hockey player to retire. He's leaving $77 million on the table, walking out on the last half of his contract. And finally, A&M senior Chelsea Masio and incoming freshman Bianca Fabrizio qualified for the 113th U.S. Open Amateur Championship in Charleston, South Carolina. Masio advanced to the Amateur Championship for the 4th consecutive year. Fabrizio is one of 31 players exempt from qualifying for the 2013 U.S. Women's Amateur because she was playing for Italy and finished 7th in the 2012 Women's World Amateur Team Championship, earning her the exemption. And that's been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news. Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and serve faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 7-
776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Want to take a college class but can't find the hours in the day? Well, how about a blend college class where you never have to come to campus? Or a blended class that's half on campus and half wherever? Try a distance learning class at Blend College. With more offerings now than ever, 200 online classes and 130 blended classes, we've got an option that's right for you. Your classes, your schedule. Check out distance learning at blend.edu/online. Blend College. Proven.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook.
Welcome to Linda's Javapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left.